Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Our next guest is involved with a prayer initiative to save the Eighth Amendment, prayer being of vital importance to the outcome of the referendum on the Eighth Amendment. And we have Sharon in the studio with us now from Pray for the Eighth at Eight Campaign. And you are very welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I love this idea. I think it's really original and simple and, might I say, even obvious? I mean, so what a great way to kind of trigger people. Tell us, Sharon, about the Pray for the Eighth at Eight campaign.
Grace, well, Pray for the Eighth at Eight is a campaign with the sole mission to unite Ireland in prayer to save the Eighth Amendment. We have about 10 weeks, in and around 10 weeks left until the referendum, and this 10 weeks and what happens during this time is key to the outcome of the referendum. So there's an urgency to unite in prayer.
And so what are you asking people to do?
We're asking people that at 8 a.m. or p.m., 8 p.m. or both, you can pray a simple prayer. Wherever you are in the busyness of your day, you can speak it out or out loud or in your mind, say the simple prayer. And the simple prayer is, Heavenly Father, I pray for the protection of the unborn child. Guide the people of Ireland to vote according to the truth of your word. Lord, protect life by preserving the Eighth Amendment. Amen.
Oh, very simple.
So a very simple prayer. And now this prayer course is only the starting point. And we hope that by people pausing to say the prayer, they will reflect on the upcoming referendum and be led to pray further themselves.
So what was the inspiration for this campaign?
Well, back in November, my second baby arrived.
And congratulations.
Thanks. towards the end of my pregnancy, I developed an illness called HELLP syndrome. It's a life-threatening liver disorder or a type of severe preeclampsia. The medical team at the hospital went above and beyond to save my life and my baby's life, and I'll be forever grateful to them. But as a result of this experience, I was left with a deeper understanding and awareness of just how precious life is. And from that urgency grew in my heart to do more to protect the unborn child and what I could do, what can I do? And I hold dearly close to my heart that verse in Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And that's what got me through that tough time. And I started by setting up a simple WhatsApp group for my family called Pray for the Eighth at Eight. My husband then encouraged me, let's not keep this to ourselves, as many others may want to join us in prayer. As a result of that, I contacted people I know who pray regularly and who represent all different churches. A small group of us prayed, and then we decided to put the online campaign together. And since going live just under 4 days ago, we've had an amazing positive response, which has just been amazing to see how God is moving so quickly, which is so needed. Our main post, which is the simple prayer, has just through its shares, it has reached over 11,000 people.
Wow.
So just in the last few days, we're very excited.
You know, that's what I like when somebody gets an idea and says, you know, this is a simple idea. It's not, you know, rocket science.
Yes.
It's really, really simple. Pray for the Eighth at Eighth. And then you get it out there. You know, it's amazing when people get an idea and then they just grow and go with
absolutely.
It. How can people get involved if they want to download the prayer or get involved with your campaign?
Well, first and foremost, we ask that people unite with us at 8 a.m. or 8 p.m. or both daily to say a simple prayer. You can set a reminder on your phone or encourage each other through a group text. You can secondly spread the word on social media and invite your friends to like the Facebook page where the campaign has started. It's facebook.com/prayfortheeighth. Set up a local group in your community or church to pray for the Eighth at Eight together. The main thing is that we give out a box of, you can email a request to us and we'll give you a box of free pocket prayer cards. It just simply has the prayer on it and the title Pray for the Eighth at Eight. If you'd like a box of them, you can send an email to prayfortheeighth@8.com. prayforthe8@gmail.com, and we'll send you a box of prayer cards to distribute. Other than that, people can email us a request and we can send them a file that they can bring to the printers themselves and get their own banners done for their church or community, or get large bulks of prayer cards printed out that they can hand out themselves. This is the option that we encourage the most, to get as more people on board with this, spread the word as much as possible. Yeah.
So what is the reaction you've been getting from people? What kind of reactions have you gotten?
Well, it's just been so exciting. Like in the first 4 days, just the response from church leaders emailing us straight away and just thanking us for even just beginning this, which has been amazing. And I knew it was needed, and in my mind I just had a simple WhatsApp group idea and handed it over to the Lord, and he took it to this level. Wow. And I'm trusting in him with all this. And so a number of churches have committed to bulk ordering, so they've got the design off us, and they've brought it to the printers, and they've got banners on order. They're going to send us all their stories of how it's all going, and we'll put the updates on the Facebook page. So it's been really exciting.
Great. So all people really need to do is just go to the Facebook page.
Go to the Facebook page. For people who aren't on Facebook, we're just putting together a simple website, prayforthe8th.com. Or you can email us any details you need on prayforthe8th@gmail.com. And that's probably the best way to get involved. Share and like the Facebook as much as possible, just to spread the word. That'd be amazing. And let's see what the Lord can do with this.
Well, Sharon, thank you so much for coming in this
morning.
Thank
you for having me.
And good for you for having an idea and running with it. And I'm sure the Lord's going to bless you for it. Yeah. Thanks for speaking to
thank
us this
morning.
Thank
you so much.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.